Hello and happy 2026. Welcome to another year of Goddess Magic. This is our January practice update as we step into a month of new beginnings. So, happy new year. Welcome to January. Welcome to the start of our sixth year of 30 Days of Goddess. If you would like to hear the seeds of how this practice began, make sure to check out the original audio and the original companion printables here. Whenever I re-listen to this, I'm amazed at how, even though I've changed so many things and I've added so many things and there's so many more pieces to print and opportunities to explore and resources to use and tools for your blessing basket, the seed of this practice remains really true and pure at the heart, where the seed of the idea is there in that original audio, and the seed is still the heart of this practice. It's still what's carrying it along. And I know that I've added a lot of things and that might make it seem complicated, but at the heart, it's very, very simple. And it's really about noticing, presencing yourself in your own landscape of living, and meeting the sacred where you are. That's really what it's about. And then all of the tools and all the resources are just things to help you make that connection. And so, anyway, I love to re-listen to that and look at how simple it began with one little printable book. When I started this practice, it was really intended to only ever be that, a little printable book and an opportunity to take a daily pause and notice what's happening in your life. That was what it was. And so, feel free to come back to that root of practice and start there. Presence yourself in your landscape of living, your own body, and your own land you live on, and see what's there and what you learn. And that's at the heart of this whole thing. So some key practice updates, and that's why I'm making this audio version of the newsletter, is that we really are simplifying and streamlining our practices this year. Instead of a new video to kick off the month that's pre-recorded and published on YouTube, we're doing live community gatherings on Patreon at the beginning of each month. I'm not promising that those are going to be in the first the month. They're going to be, for the most part, because I do lives every single Monday, except for a couple of weeks that I have off in January. And every Monday, I'm already doing a live. And so rather than do something separate on a different day or try to hit the first of the month or pre-record or whatever, I'm just doing the activation, the welcome to the new month live, most likely on the Monday closest to the first of the month. So January's live at community activation will actually take place on January 12th, which I know is quite a bit after the first, but that's okay because we are still in the cave time of winter. So it will be at 3:00 Central Time. And then I'm going to share the replays later. So instead of a video that begins the month, there'll be a live practice and activation, and then the video will follow after that. I also want to note that live community practices on Patreon are a very, very low pressure way to participate in a virtual event, since I am the only person who is on camera. Everyone else just participates via chat. The chats are very lively. I usually have more than 200 comments. You also can just not look at the chat if you find that much comments to be, overstimulating. You can just not look at the comments. But the chat is really a way for you to engage. And I read it as they go. And so I respond to things people say. And I don't do pretty much really very many other things that are live. So if you ever want to talk with me personally, then that's the best way to do it, is doing those lives. And usually they are paid members only, but these activations for 30 Days of Goddess, I'm going to do open to anyone at the free level or paid levels of membership over there. So you are welcome to join in. And as I said, very low pressure way to participate in a virtual event, but people who participate still feel part of something. You're still seeing the other people, profile picture pop up. You're still seeing their comments. You're still interacting with them, and you can still comment back and forth to one another. And then you can talk to me and ask me questions, but you don't have to be on camera. So you can be doing something else. You can, not like the way your hair looks, whatever it is. You can be eating a sandwich, whatever it is that's going on. You can still be participating, but not feel like anybody's looking at you. Our primary enhancements to 2026 practices are the new Book of Magic Days resources that I'm offering. Also, in terms of simplifying, I'm going to be offering those on the Goddess Magic Patreon. The first set, the full set of January editions for the first month of practice, they're free. They're ready for you there now. You can use these at any time. So even though it's dated January, there is a set of color inspiration oracle cards that are undated and can be used during any month of the year. I've been using my own set of January cards since October, which is when I had this idea, and I've been using them steadily since then. So occasionally they have a little bit of a winter flavor, or occasionally they have something that connects them to a season, but for the most part, they're applicable to any time, any year. So feel free to use them, and they're ready for you. Then practice updates for 2026 are primarily going to be delivered via this newsletter right here on Substack, and also via the Goddess Magic Community. The website, 30daysofgoddess.com, is going to stay a library of past resources rather than being updated monthly. And I know it's not a very fancy website, and it might not feel like it's that big a deal, but updating that website is kind of a hassle, to be honest, for me every single month. And it's something I have to remember, and I have to get in there, and I have to edit, and I have to embed stuff, and I have to upload PDFs. And it's just going to be a lot more simple for me to keep everything centralized on Patreon and Substack. And so that's what I'm going to do. I also want to let you know that our prompt words for 2026 are new, or they're new in that they're a recombination based on my own card draws intuitively from a full deck of 365 cards over the course of 2025. So I picked a new card for each day. And so the word lists reflect, and the Book of Magic Days content reflects that dual word focus, the previous year's word plus whatever card I picked that year. So whatever card I picked on, word card I picked on January 1st of 2025 has now become the word for January 1st for 2026. So it's kind of a recombination, and that should be interesting for you and gives it a little bit of a fresh perspective without a lot of extra work for me. I also wanted to remind you, though, that you're welcome to use any of the prior year's lists, and also note that the printed books on Lulu still contain the prior word list. So if you're using a new list, you'll just have to print it out and glue it over the front page. And really, that's just this. I thought about reissuing all the books with new lists, and basically that just doesn't make sense. And my word of the year for 2026 is simplify, and I'm going to take that seriously. And so if I realize I am very fond of or lean heavily towards making a lot of extra work for myself, and if I notice that I'm making a lot of extra work for myself, I'm not going to do it anymore. And so that's what's going on. But reminder, anything on 30daysofgoddess.com, you can use anything from any month, from any year, to mix and match a simple daily practice that fits your life. You really can. I think people get hung up sometimes on not having it right, or having missed things, or being behind. And you can really just start with whatever file you have, print it out, and use it. It's all designed. If you go back to that seed of the original practice, it's just designed to support you in a daily practice that fits your life. And so that can be any deck of word cards. It can be any deck of prayer cards. It can be any prayer book from any month. It can be any list of words. It's just about creating a daily practice that helps you can make space for the sacred and for yourself, really at the heart and center of your own life. So a little poem, may you breathe, or a blessing rather, may you breathe deep and let peace fill you. May you exhale long and slow and let memory inform you. May you lay a hand against your heart and let gratitude suffuse you. May you lift your hands to the sky and make a promise you will keep. Okay, so a reminder that the Goddess Magic Mystery School on Patreon really offers a daily experience in seasonal magic, and our devotional rhythm there includes additions and resources for 30 Days of Goddess, Book of Magic Days, all year long. The theme for 30 Days of Goddess this month, I picked a series of perpetual themes for our practices this year. So the theme is Begin. Everything you need for January's practice is right here in this newsletter, as well as the link to the Book of Magic Days content. And the, just a second. And then there's a couple of companion materials that I've created just as support resources for this year. One is a Year of Goddess Magic companion, which is poems, prayers, practices, quotes, and questions in a large font coloring book style format. These are spiral bound full size pages. It's all the companion cards that I created on Patreon over 2025, gathered together into a compilation spiral bound book for use during 2026. I also have a 365 Days of Goddess Daily Practice logbook, which includes simple daily practice logbook style format with blank pages for art, and then 3-to-a-page daily boxes for simple login and journaling, and then plenty of tarot cards and affirmations in the back. The 365 Days of Goddess logbook is, $ Oh my goodness. It is half size pages. The Year of Goddess Magic Companion is full size pages. So full 8.5 by 11 compared to 6 by 9 or whatever the half size page is. Also a reminder that 365 Days of Goddess itself, the devotional companion, is now available in hardcover. And also my newest book, Return, is available in pocket size paperback, hardcover, and on Kindle. And then, let me see. I also have videos to link to the flip throughs of those books if you're curious about what they're like. And then our Simple and Sacred Virtual Circle for January with a New Year's theme is going to take place on Friday, January 16th. So a small section about the power of daily practice. May we savor the gift of being here. Breath warm in our bellies, hearts gentle in our chests, creativity, a nourishing fire in our eyes and hands. May we remember our lives are our prayers. May we live them well and wisely. So 30 Days of Goddess, Book of Magic Days, Year of Goddess Magic is all born out of this power of daily practice. And in a daily practice, which can be very simple, I always encourage you to start with the very simplest of practices, a hand against your heart and checking in with the same sacred space every day, whether that is an altar, a yoga mat, a meditation cushion, a porch swing, a window. In daily practice, we find that the everyday and the sacred are inextricable companions. And daily practice really offers, this is not a to-do list. So if there's anything I could notice, so there's nothing, you can't do it wrong. But if there's anything I notice that people get quote unquote wrong, it's thinking that this is something that they have to do or it's a to-do instead of a soft place to land. It's a soft place to land, a place of regular homecoming and belonging. And it will really change your life. It offers you this chance to enter into this union of sacred sameness and infinite experiencing, and it drops you back into the present, into your own center, and into the steady pulse of the sacred in every day. It's just about returning, about coming home, about presencing yourself where you are and seeing what you can see. There will always be something magic there. Even if we can only fit a few minutes of practice, connection, and contemplation into our daily lives, it is still a life-changing magic. So start with 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, something that actually fits into your real life, even if it is 2 minutes before you get up in the morning of a whispered prayer and a hand against your heart. This is a life-changing magic. So speaking of which, a quote about the new year, ease into your year a moment at a time. Let time slip into the cracks of your soul and let stillness breathe tenderness and calm into your heart. That is a quote from Maureen Kiwiat Meschenberg. And that is a worthy way to approach the new year. Ease into your year a moment at a time. Return to yourself a moment at a time. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you for participating. Reminder that it can just keep it simple and sacred. I create resources for you to help nourish, support, encourage, and inspire you. And I invite you to take what works for you and leave the rest. If you don't print everything, that's great. If you print something that you really use, that's great too. It all fits. It's all welcome here. So there is a place for you. And so another year-end poem or beginning of the year-end threshold of the year, leaving one behind and beginning another. And it is this one. It is a time to run your hands over what you've created and what you've done with appreciation and with acceptance. A time to honor your commitments, to celebrate your successes, to release your disappointments. A time to say, this is good. This is enough. And to sit back smiling, satisfied with what you hold. It is a time to trust the liminal and to savor the pause. Soon enough, you'll be invited to step forward across the threshold into a new year and all its possibilities. But for now, we wait. We listen. We wonder. We are content. Happy New Year, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. Keep living your magic. Bye-bye.